Welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Recently created a new personal branding course, a growth hacking and personal branding for creative entrepreneurs. And because of that, I had a conversation with my friend the other day. We went for a coffee, and the guy is a self-proclaimed entrepreneur. And we went for a coffee and started talking about this webinar. And he says, well, the question I'd like you to answer today is, does personal branding actually work? He said, I'm not getting any results from my social media activity. I'm not getting any results from my Facebook or anything like that. Does it actually work? He then went ahead and claimed that he doesn't really believe in the need to do any personal branding. I was shocked, as I think the two go hand in hand. Being an entrepreneur, especially creative entrepreneur, you have to have some personal branding, because I believe that everyone has a personal brand, whether you like it or not. And it can work for you if you take care of it and build it, or against you if you don't. It doesn't matter whether you're an entrepreneur, a stay-at-home mom or dad, or a full-time employee, or maybe something in between. But as I learned this week, not everyone is convinced that personal branding is as important as I believe it to be. Some business owners believe branding is a simple matter of pasting a logo and vision statement on a website and related promotional items. For others, it's some ethereal method of bringing consumers to your website. One of the things I teach in my Write a Book in a Week program, as well as my social media masterclass, is that the idea of personal branding starts with a better understanding of who you are, what defines your business, and how well you combine the two. If you can't clearly articulate what values you hold as an individual and what you seek to accomplish as a business, then how can you expect to convince your customers about the very things that should make you unique? Many individuals, like my friend, who involve themselves in some version of affiliate revenue programs or multi-level marketing schemes, may feel that a personal identity or brand is not needed. I can follow that logic to a certain extent, as the organization you're promoting as an affiliate marketer or as a multi-level marketer, that organization should take care of their own branding and marketing. Isn't that what we pay them the hefty fees for? However, if you're trying to set yourself aside from the crowd, then the individuals you engage with for your quote-unquote business are more concerned about your trustworthiness than they may be with the product you're pitching. Are they dealing with a true subject matter expert or an employee-like commission-based salesperson? The reason so many marketers fail is due to a lack of trust at some level. If the business can create a sense of trust in the potential customer, the level of trustworthiness will translate into the level of acceptance of the information, the products or services the business owner presents. This process doesn't start with the company, but with the individual representing it, in the fertile soil of personal branding. Did you know writing a book actually can be one of the ways to set yourself aside from the crowd and establish yourself as the number one authority in your field? Personal branding can utilize a logo, positioning statement, website-specific downloads, forms, blogs, and any number of elements to infuse a branded message. But it all goes back to whether the business owner really understands who they are and why they do what they do. Instead, some attempt to take a shortcut and observe another website that seems to be doing well with their branding techniques and imitate it. While imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, this approach never allows you to develop the core values that will help to define your business in a way simple logos and graphics never will. So as a quick exercise before I wrap up this question, see if you can answer these questions without thinking for too long. As I tell my clients, you should be able to answer all three in 1 minute, in a 1 minute elevator ride with a potential client. First one, what are the core objectives of your company? Second, what principles are sacred and will not be altered? Third one is what motivates you? Personally, I use your shortened answers to these questions as regular tweets and social media updates that I send out. These are the type of questions that can help you develop a mission statement as a business owner. That mission statement should be the solid foundation for every branding idea you develop. Because in the end, as creative entrepreneurs, they tell us we have to do so much, webinars, blogs, websites, and social media ads, and the list of to-do things and the list of items you have to work on never ends. I want you to ask yourself the question, looking at your personal brand, does any of the activities you do today work for you? Do you see the big results that you're after? And I really hope that this session today gave you some ideas, something that you can work on for yourself, something that helped you forward at least by a little bit and give you some practical steps to take next. And I do want to mention the newest course that I created, the Growth Hacking and Creative Marketing for Entrepreneurs. And if you're interested in that course, have a look at my blog. It's right on there, livingbyexperience.com. You'll find all the information on there.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
Because a year from now, you will wish that you had started today. If you've ever heard me talk in real life, I love using this quote, because if you look back, a year from now, you will wish you had started today. We often wait for the stars to align and the perfect circumstances to present themselves to take that next step. But that'll never happen. The stars will never align. And the perfect moment for you to start working on something new is today. And if there's anything at all I can help you with in terms of that, I invite you to have a look at my blog and magazine, livingbyexperience.com. And I share a lot of additional content in that magazine that I didn't yet have added into my classes or my courses or anything like that. So you can browse the articles on there, and under the magazine tab, you'll also find a lot of different categories of anything that might align with the creative things that you're currently working on. And if you'd like to stay in touch with me as well, my favorite social media network is Twitter. So if you look me up on there at Wilko_K, so it's WILKO_K, I would love for you to give me a shout there. Let me know what you're working on. Let me know if this webinar helped and what was the most important thing that you picked up on today. Please reach out to me. I try to follow back as many of you as possible. And in terms of further reading, I already talked about my blog, livingbyexperience.com. There's my courses that you can have a look at libertytrainingacademy.com. But I also like for you to reach out to me personally. If you go to wilko.ca, which is my personal website, I would love for you to connect with me there. It has a good collection of everything that I've been working on, and it really is designed to help you take that next step in whatever direction your life is going next. So I would love for you to have a look at my site. The link is wilko.ca, and I would really appreciate it if you reach out to me through one of these channels. And the last thing I want to mention on my Living by Experience blog as well is the podcast. The recording of this session will be part of our podcast on Monday. Every Monday, we try to post a new episode. It sometimes takes a couple of days before it trickles out to all the different channels. You can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, and any favorite platform that you like to listen on. So if you go to livingbyexperience.com/radio, you can tune into this podcast. And on Monday, you'll actually be able to listen to a replay of this session as well. So again, the link for the podcast is livingbyexperience.com/radio. Thank you so much for being here. Connect with me on my personal website, wilko.ca, and as well, subscribe to my blog at livingbyexperience.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to see you next time. Have an awesome weekend.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream.